The mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, has brought the country back in the throes of a debate over how to stop gun violence. NHPR's Lauren Chulgen has a look at the unique ways that debate is already playing out in the race for governor of New Hampshire.
It's not often that a political candidate announces his or her platform and then is immediately challenged by passionate opponents. But last week, there was Democratic gubernatorial candidate Steve Marchand standing on the steps of the Lebanon City Hall and taking questions not from reporters, but passionate gun rights advocates.
And respect the Second Amendment. You do not respect the Second Amendment.
If I could respond briefly, and if it helps, and if not, I'll take your question, sir.
This went on for nearly an hour. Marchand pitched ideas like universal background checks and banning semi-automatic weapons, and then a handful of opponents would debate him. Again, this live, unscripted debate literally in a town square, it's not normal. But the people who came out to oppose Marchand's event said they needed to be there to defend their Second Amendment rights. They found out about it from a local conservative radio host named Keith Hansen.
And if you think that gun control is not going to become a major, major talking point of the gubernatorial elections here in New Hampshire during the next cycle, you got another thing coming.
Hansen's morning show airs on 99.7 WNTK in the Upper Valley. It also broadcasts national conservative hosts like Rush Limbaugh. And the morning of Marchand's gun announcement, Hansen told listeners that the New Hampshire Republican Party had called him to encourage people to be a counter-presence in Lebanon. He even had state GOP chair Jeanie Forrester call in to talk about it.
I appreciate the fact that you've been promoting that counter-presence. I think that's important to have that, like you say, silent majority show up and show folks that we do support the Second Amendment.
This all occurred in the span of a few hours last week, and it provides a snapshot of what New Hampshire voters can expect from this year's gubernatorial race. Democrats putting gun control at the center of their platform, with the state Republican Party eager to fire up their base over that same issue. Here's another example. On Monday, the New Hampshire GOP launched a new campaign website called StopTheGunGrab.com. There are black and white photos of Marchand and former Democratic State Senator Molly Kelly, who is reportedly considering running. The site calls on Republicans to organize against, quote, an unnecessary attack on our Second Amendment rights, which is written in all uppercase letters. Patrick Hines is a spokesman for the New Hampshire Republican Party.
Democrats have decided that this is their political moment to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. That's the wrong approach. We're going to be consistent with that message throughout the coming weeks and months.
We've already heard some of this messaging pop up when Republican Governor Chris Sununu talks about guns, but it's not as fiery as what you'll find on the Stop the Gun Grab site. When asked, Sununu has eased into the argument by describing an assault weapons ban as a slippery slope toward taking away other weapons. Meanwhile, the New Hampshire Democratic Party calls this messaging fear-mongering, and they're quick to point out any time Republicans at the statehouse vote against gun control measures. Marchand plans to take his 7-point gun control platform on the road again. He was in Keene earlier this week and he'll head to Dover Friday. He also called in to conservative Keith Hansen's radio show to talk about guns. And Hansen left an open invitation for a point-by-point debate in a future program. For NHPR News, I'm Lauren Chulgen.